Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Ole Miss football's Jared Ivey welcomes you to the Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing. Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. .com.
Hey, Rebs, welcome back to Ivy League, hosted by Riverland Roofing and the Ole Miss Spirit. I'm here with center John Bull. How you doing, bro?
Hey, I'm good, man.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just start super early on. Like, where you from, bro?
I'm from South Sudan. That's in Africa. Came here about 4 years ago. I want to say three years ago. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, so I heard you're kind of new to the game. Like, obviously, you don't get to be 7 foot just overnight. So you were already tall. Like, what made you, like, really make the decision, like, I'm going to start playing basketball?
I mean, I didn't really play basketball growing up. I actually despised it in a way. I never wanted to play basketball for some reason. But, I was always inside the house just playing video games, you know, all that Fortnite type stuff. Mm. And my mama didn't like it. You know, she was like, you got to go do something.
You'll find something.
Right, right. And at that time, I was, you know, I was actually playing soccer. I was a little bit good at soccer, but I wasn't, you know, invested like that. Mm. So one day I just decided to go to the court, and you know, apparently everybody wanted me in that team, despite the fact that I didn't know how to play. You know, it was all because of my height.
So from when you started to now, walk me through, like, the journey of just how your game developed. Like, when did the footwork start to click? When did the shooting and the dribbling, like, when did that all start to click and how it came along?
For me, I want to say basketball came a little bit easier because I don't know why, but I might say it because I played soccer. Mm. You know, in soccer, you got to have, like, good footwork and stuff. Like, you know, you got to move your feet and all that. So I move really, really well for, like, a 7-footer. Mm. So that really helped me too. And, you know, I just started playing. Everything literally just clicked. You know, it took a while, but it took me about nine good months to actually play real good basketball.
All right, give me some, like, pros and cons to the height. Like, you know, like, I get it just a little bit, like, I'm too big for this, or, you know what I mean? Like, just some pros and cons in life of being so damn tall.
There's a lot of pros that comes with it, but at the same time, there's just a lot of cons too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you just have to balance it out, you know? Like, you can't be focusing on one and be on the other side. Like, you know, like, I mean, some of the pros are like, you know, I play basketball, you know?
that's definitely a pro.
You know, it's something really good. I can reach high places. I'm tall. Yeah, I'm always taller than everybody.
That damn top shelf,
right?
You know,
right.
All the, back there, the Lucky Charms up there. You got it.
To be honest, I think it's more cons than pros. I mean, yeah, I think so. Cause thinking about it, I have to do a lot. I have to adjust to a lot of things because I'm really tall. You know, like getting into planes. You know,
you see
the walk, you see that one tunnel where you have to go in, like, I have to, like, literally the whole time I have to duck. You know, I have to get an emergency exit seat every time or get a, you know, first class.
I was going to say, do you always sit first class?
Yeah, most of the time I just do that. I can't go places and try to be normal. You know, I always want to do that, man. I always just want to go somewhere and just be normal, just sit down and do normal people what normal people do.
And then you're always
right, right.
How tall are you,
man? Bro, I'm like
everywhere you go.
Yeah, man. But it's that too. It's man. It's
can you ride roller coasters?
Yeah, I was about to come.
Yeah, I did.
So I went to Six Flags one time. I was able to ride 2 out of 7.
Wow.
Rides. Yeah. The rest, I just couldn't fit in.
You went to Six Flags in the A?
Nah, St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you probably would have been able to do more stuff in the A.
I'm going
to
try that one, too.
They're very tall friendly in the A. Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about Sudan and just what was life
South
like.
South Sudan.
South Sudan, my fault. Yeah. South Sudan. And what life was like growing up.
I was born in South Sudan, but I didn't grow up there. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Kenya, Nairobi, Kenya. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, Kenya.
That's where I grew up, you know, most of my life. We moved when I was younger because, you know, I had to go. Kenya has a better educational system. Mm-hmm. That's why we moved there because, you know, I wanted to get good education and stuff like that. And basically, if you ask me to tell you about my life, I'm going to tell you about my life in Kenya because I didn't grow up in South Sudan.
All right, so yeah, let me know.
I had a basic life. You know, before I started playing basketball, went to school, did everything normal. I mean, I tried being normal, but it just couldn't fit. Like, you know, of course, I've always been taller than my, from my fourth or third grade, I've always been taller than everybody, including the teacher. So it's just, it's never been normal from then. Like, it's just, it's a lot of, for me, man, it's hard being me. It's really hard, man.
Yeah.
It's
I grew up in Kenya. What was the transition like to America and just learning, you know, how to fit differently into our society?
I mean, it was a lot of changes, a lot of things, new things. Things I'm used to. Coming here, I was able to speak English very, very well. You know, I grew up speaking English. I went to school. I learned English. You know, people be surprised sometimes. They be asking, how do you speak so good English? Like, where I'm from, we do actually speak English, you know?
Yeah.
You know, coming here, it was a little bit challenging, you know? Because I came here when I was 16 years old. I had to leave my family. You know, I had to, like, you know, come basically venture into space that I had no idea of. You know, I had no idea how the United States is, you know. I had no friends here. I had no family here. But, you know, I wanted to play basketball so bad, you know. So I was like, man, I'm going to just risk it and just go there. So it was I miss my family almost every day, if not every day. The food here is different.
Yeah.
You know, y'all eat a lot of, right? I mean, y'all eat a lot of fried food.
Yeah.
You know, it's burgers and fries. And I mean, from time to time, there's actually some good places. Good, like Ole Miss, Oxford has some actual good food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like Atlanta. Atlanta is, man, it's.
Oh, no, nah, I got it.
Right. You feel me?
No, definitely don't feel you. I definitely don't feel you. I really got to take you to the A and put you on gay. That's crazy word to say.
Hey.
Oxford might have better food than the A.
It's healthy. I'm going to say it's more healthier food. Look, good food.
Well,
like
they have a lot more.
Atlanta is crazy, man. Atlanta is crazy food.
Look,
there,
Oxford has more like small businesses.
Right. That's good food right there. But, like Toyo's, you know, you feel me? They got a lot of local restaurants, which is good.
In the A, it's there. You just don't know where it's at. Trust. You just, and I can show
which,
you.
Which side, though? You be going.
So I'm from the north side.
That's why. I don't be going to north side of Atlanta.
I'm from Gwinnett, like above the north side of Atlanta. Like,
The suburbs?
Yeah, I'm from the suburbs of Atlanta. Right? So I could really, like, show you this, that. Then I played at Georgia Tech my first 2 years. Like, you don't know about those sweet and fresh, the yums. Like, I really could.
I guess. I just didn't have you there then.
Next time I got you.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
So where did you move to from Kenya?
I came straight to St. Louis. That's why I usually say St. Louis is my quote unquote hometown. You feel right. me? Like that's where I stayed for 2 years. My freshman, sophomore year, I was there, and then my host family is also there. So I just stay there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What was that like with the host family? Like how long?
It's good, man. I have good peoples there. I'm thankful to God actually that I met them. They're really good peoples. Marcus Wilson, he's been there with me all the time, you know, through ups and downs, everything, missing my family, you know, just all the success and all the failures, they always been there. So yeah, I'm lucky that I actually got a good family like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell me about high school ball and learning the game and being new to the game and yeah, just kind of your journey through high school and then starting to get recruited.
My first high school game, I'm gonna say my first AAU game because I came during the summer, and it was AAU time. And man, the game was so fast. I looked really really bad. Mm-hmm. Like I never played no organized basketball like that.
Yeah,
you feel me? Like it was just fast paced, so it was terrible for me. You know. But I just picked it up, you know. I kept learning and stuff, and you know, kept playing, kept developing, you know. And surely with time,
it kind of makes me think of that Joel Embiid video,
where he missed that layup going all the way to the backboard.
Yeah, he driving to the lane.
Right.
I think it's a fast break.
He missed the whole board.
He tried
to
jump stop and laid it behind the whole goal. Yeah.
Mine was worse. The good thing nobody taped it, but it was terrible, man. But I just kept picking it up, though. I just kept, you know, working on my game and, you know, staying in the gym the whole time, man. That's why I'm here right now.
Well, you had to be doing something right. Obviously, McDonald's All-American. Tell me about that experience and playing in that game.
It's good, man. You know, playing against the top players in your class, you know, getting a feel of how high of a level you can play basketball, you know, making friends. I know a lot of them. You know, the experience itself, not just the play, but the experience itself was awesome. They had a whole thing organized for us, you know, and just being a family in that, you know, McDonald's family, like it's something special, you know. Mm-hmm. Me coming here, that was one of my goals, you know, I was working towards that. And finally achieving it, you know, that means that I'm doing something good and I'm on the right putt. So I just got to keep sticking with it and I'm going to be there.
Who were some of the guys that you played with on that team?
I played on the east side. I don't know why they put me on the east side, but I played east. It was me, Cooper Flagg, Ian Jackson, Derrick Queen, a lot of dudes, man. Cutter Knox was on the other side, though. Mm-hmm.
Who was really cutting up in that game? Like, who was really getting buckets?
My boy Cutter Knox was getting buckets. Derrick Queen on our team was getting buckets. Dylan Hopple on the other team too. It was almost a bunch of everybody.
Everybody was just kind of loose with it. Tell me about the recruitment process and the decision to come to Ole Miss and play for Coach Beard.
Coach Beard has been recruiting me since I was a freshman. You know, they've always been close to me. They always, you know, every time they just let me know they always want me, you know. And that time I was really good. So every time I just kept on my game and they were still there with me. So, you know, it's basically created a sense of family, you know. And I trust the dude, you know. Like, you got to have trust between you and your coach, not just the coach, but the whole coaching staff, you know. And a lot of it actually fell into the coaching staff and what they have here and what they have going on. You know, how they play that game, too. You got to look, because I was watching all the games last season. And, you know, you got to see how they play and, you know, if that's something that you like to do or want to do. And how they play and how they modify their plays, like, that itself is just something that I felt that will help me to be successful through that, you know. And that's basically why I committed here.
What are some strengths in your game? And tell me a little bit more about how you play.
I'm a dude that brings a lot of energy to the team. I might be a freshman, but I have a big voice. That's something that a lot of my teammates have seen too from the, you know, first 2-3 weeks that we have practices. I love to bring energy to the team. That's something that I always do. I play with a lot of energy, play with a lot of enthusiasm. I just love the game, you know, and that itself just helps the whole team. It helps you yourself to, you know, keep going. And I also, around the rim too, I know how to finish. I know how to use my footwork. I can knock down certain points, like 15 feet, you know, 18 feet. I can knock them down. Working a lot too on my shot. My hook is good. Block shots really well, you know. Rim protector, rebound really well. Rebound outside my area too.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Is there anybody professionally that you looked up to, or anybody that you want to emulate your game after?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I look at a lot of players, to be honest. It's not just big man, small dudes. It's everybody's just doing everything. Right. So I just try to pick, you know, take a little bit from this dude, a little bit from that dude. But the one dude that I really, when I started watching basketball, the one dude that I really, really grew up liking a lot and liking his game was KG, Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
He just...
That sounds a lot like how you were expressing yourself, big energy, enthusiastic type of guy.
How he plays, you know, his mentality towards the game, like, he's right there to kill type stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's just me right there. Like, that's the dude that I want to modify my game after, like, right there.
Yeah, that's a legend. That's definitely a great player to try to emulate. What are some of the things that, you know, you're excited for getting into your freshman season?
Man, I can't wait for this team, man. We're really good right now. We look really good. You know, we're creating something. We're creating a bond. We just wanted to click that click. That's what we're looking for right now. And, man, I just can't wait. I can't wait to play my first game, you know. Yeah. I'm just excited. You know, I can't wait to play in the pavilion, you know.
Are there any games you have circled on the
I do have some games. I do have some games. I'm not going to talk about them right now. But I do have some games. I have. Actually. Couple of them. I just can't wait to play, man. I can't wait to play in there with all the fans, you know. It's nothing new to me, but I would still love to, you know, feel that experience, college experience, basketball, you feel me? Like, it's good. Playing in front of, you know, 12,000, 13,000, that was really good, man.
The Revs, I know they're excited to see you play too, and, you know, I really do wish y'all luck. I appreciate you being on. I mean, you're a giant. You know, so I know you're going to be out there doing something. We're going to be out there watching. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.